Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dignan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Ted Wlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wlander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Wlander reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wlander moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wlander scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Valentine moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance juggles the ball. That's an error on Chance. Valentine moves to third. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Howard moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Howard scores. Nen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 2, Senators, 2. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nen scores. Casanova moves to third. Coggins moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is walked intentionally. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casanova scores. Coggins scores. Cullen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Nen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ulander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Rich Reese pinch hits for Dean Chance. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Reese reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Verhals goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Senators. Dave Boswell pinch runs for Rich Reese. Casey Cox now pitching. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boswell moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cullen. Boswell scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 5, Senators, 5. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Tovar goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into right field. Peterson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Peterson. Killebrew scores. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Carew reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Allison scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-5, Twins. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Jim Perry now pitching. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Casey Cox. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Nold now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verhals strikes out. 1 out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Nold covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Olander reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Olander scores. Tovar moves to second. It's 10-5, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. It's 13-5, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Nunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nunn strikes out. 2 outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Fred Valentine now playing right field. Jim French now catching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards first. Nunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Olander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing third base. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Dick Nold. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive towards third. Hernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nunn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. the Senators will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing right field. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nan for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stroud moves to second. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hernandez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 13, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Dick Lines. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullen moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-4 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal fields it and throws to second for the out. Cullen moves to third. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-4 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 13, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.